Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And this is the formula that I take women through so that they come through the other end, receiving themselves as innately a high value woman and directing that in their dating and courtship experiences. So straight off the bat, I want to ask you to ask yourself, what do I want? And the reason for that is I want you to project good vibes so you can attract the good in. Snap right out of that mode of complaint wherever you are and focus on what you want. What you focus on, you attract, whether you want it or not. So focus on what you want. Today, I'd like to speak about what are not high value traits of a woman. What are not high value traits of a woman? Now, recently I spoke about the traits that are high value or perceived as high value. Today I want to speak about the opposite, what can be deemed as quite a turn-off. So let's have a look at this. Now, what I'm about to say are sometimes mistaken for signs of high quality, especially from a woman's perspective. And while they can be signs of a high quality woman, they're not necessarily so. So the first one, for example, is a woman who feels that she has a really great career. You know, she's at the top of the class, the top of her game in her profession. She may see that as high quality, and yes, she's done really well. However, from a man's perspective, not necessarily. In fact, it can be seen as a turnoff if the woman is pushing it in his face that I'm high value because I have all of this going on. Now, when we think about our history, we can see that men have generally, and I would have to say in the main, been in the control of the resources. But when we look at society these days, you can see that more and more women have direct access to these resources. They have a bigger drive for building social networks. And you know, this direct access to resources in our societies means, yes, they have great jobs, they have top grades in university, you know, they've got the PhDs, you know, they've got this masculine type energy where it's like, yes, go, let's just get what we want. And, you know, they're top performers, you know, let's make no question about it. And while these traits, as they were, as it were, or attributes are attractive, or they could be deemed as helpful towards being viewed as high quality by a man, they are much less crucial for women. Okay, so when we look at a man as having these attributes, the great job, you know, the top grades in university, etc., you know, that masculine energy of go-getting and being great in sports, and, you know, we think of football and soccer, they're great ways in which we can identify a high-quality man, but not necessarily for a woman, not at all. Or in fact, the man doesn't necessarily attribute that as a high quality list of traits. He doesn't take that, he doesn't recognize that. So women, I want you to think about this, okay? I don't want you to just naturally think, because I have all of this going on, that in the eyes of a man, you're perceived as high value because of that. So I hope I've kind of like made myself clear in that regard. You know, a woman these days, she has the luxury of choosing between two roads to high quality. And I'm talking about high quality men, high quality. And I outlined that in my previous, if you look at last week's show, how she can perceive as high quality. But today I just want to be focused on the things that are not deemed as high quality for a man. So let's look at what those are. So when career women are not high value, they can fall in line with a thinking of where they feel a sense of resentment, because they've got all of these attributes, a sense of resentment to women who are traditionally in their roles. And the reason for that is because it then shows them up as having masculine energy. So by comparison, they seem as, or could be deemed as having been of lower quality. But it's when the woman who has these qualities of, you know, the high career, etc., when they have that feeling or they project a vibe that they're actually better than those women that stay at home, then you can feel a low value projecting from that woman. Okay, so it's not then a trait of high value when it's perceived from the woman in that way. So another thing is when a woman has vast knowledge, okay, so being well learned, cultured, or being worldly is important if she's mixing in those kind of circles, okay, she's supposed to entertain and guest, etc., for parties, or if she's in fact part of those very intellectual circles. Otherwise, it's good to have, but it's the absence of that doesn't mean that she's not a high value woman, you see. Same for her body. A high quality woman will not flaunt her superior knowledge. She doesn't brag about it, you see. She's still feminine in her demeanor. You know, when a woman shows off you know, her accomplishments, etc., etc., and you know, it's also often associated with insecurity, it is a masculine trait. Okay, it's competitive energy. And this woman to a man is seemingly not high quality. It's not a high quality trait because she's coming across as masculine. And sometimes she can even come across as rude when she's very overt with it. Now, another thing that could be perceived as not having a woman not having a high value trait is if she doesn't come from a good background. Now, I want you to hear me out on that. We all have a natural tendency to look at the family of origin and we draw conclusions. And what I want you to do here is, I don't want you to generalize and I don't want you to jump to conclusions. You see, a badly educated guess about someone is better than, I would say, not guessing at all. You know, somebody who's coming from a background which perhaps is not wholesome, it doesn't mean that they cannot overcome what they've gone through. It's almost like they these people can actually swing in the opposite direction. I remember having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with a guy, and he said to me that he perceived And I actually had to correct him. One of the qualities that he looked for in a woman is if she came from a good background. And he explained to me the reason for that is because when he settles down with her, he wants to know that the grandchildren or his children can meet their parents, etc., etc. You know, the grandchildren can meet this grandchildren. And I knew exactly where he was coming from. However, my argument to him was, listen, a woman can come from a very bad household of origin. She's born into a bad household, and perhaps where there's abuse, you know, or poverty. But it doesn't mean that she is not going to swing in the opposite direction. So in other words, she might say, okay, I will never want this for my kids. She doesn't want to follow in the footsteps of her family. She doesn't want to be in a poor household ever again. She might vow to herself, I will never put myself or never want my children to have this. Or she may have witnessed infidelity at home, and she may say, you know what, I never want this for my family. So when you think about it, she's already coming from a place where she's had to work her way out of that. So therefore, in my eyes, she deserves a bigger badge, as it were, than the person who naturally was born into this type of, you know, environment, which was, you know, very nice and warm and mollycoddly. She's had to fight to get out of that. So to me, I feel as if it's more ingrained in her to, so therefore she deserves a bigger badge of honor, if that makes sense. It's almost like two people running a race, and one starts from behind the other. And so therefore, when they both win the race, she gets a bigger badge of honor because of where she started from. So yes, coming from a good background is not necessarily a trait that I would attribute to a woman as having high value. So let's think about smart. Sometimes intelligence can be overrated, yes. However, emotional intelligence, in my opinion, is much more valuable, much more important than IQ. I remember when I was at school and we used to do these IQ tests. And, you know, having gone through life at the age that I am now, you can see that when it comes to success, that persistence, that determinant, that that determined nature, that emotional intelligence in knowing how to manage and how to influence and how to deal with your emotions around people, that's much more important than having an IQ. In fact, when you look at these professor type people who have large IQ, in fact, they seem to sway the other way around, don't they? They have very, and I know this may seem very stereotypical, but I'm just basing it again also on my experience. They have a low emotional IQ. Yeah? So sometimes it can work that way as well. So I'm not saying that you should disregard intelligence. Absolutely not. But what I am saying is that from a male perspective, you don't need to be super intelligent, okay? As a woman, if you can laugh and be playful and, you know, banter with a man and understand innuendos and jokes, then to me, I see that as more precious in the eyes of a man. Another thing about a woman, I think about, you know, the traits to avoid not being, you know, seen as high value is avoid being seen as a woman who feels that she's entitled. I think when you have an attitude of entitlement, it's a very negative vibe to emit. So when dating, and even like, you know, when you're in that space of courtship, it doesn't make you high value to feel entitled to a man's resources. You know, women, as women, were innately high value, but you've been taught, some of us, to display low value traits. So what I'm showing you here is how to let go of that stuff, let go of that low value behavior, so you can step into the truth of who you are. So entitlement is not a trait of high value women. You know, men don't owe you anything. Women don't owe men anything. You know, we prove our value to each other in the dating and the courtship space. And when we do this, we then earn our rightful place in each other's lives by that beautiful harmony that we develop when we date and court each other, and we find each other compatible. So as a woman, you know, I understand the psychology behind feeling like men should provide, but I always say that the word should is a very dangerous word. You know, yes, you desire, you want the man in your life to have a provider mentality, but don't say the word should. I find the word should is an ugly word, you know. So avoid having that entitlement mentality. You know, just because you think that they should, it doesn't mean that somehow that is high value thinking. You know, when we actually, through my experience, what I've found is that men are actually more openly generous and warm towards the women that feel right for them, that feel like a great fit for them. You know, just because many of us women assume that men, quote unquote, should technically be providers for women, it doesn't mean that men will want to or feel good providing for you if you don't feel like the right woman for them. You know, they'll feel fantastic if you don't come across as a woman who feels that you're entitled to this. You see? They'll be so much more open, so much more given to you when you stop emitting this vibe. So it doesn't make you show up higher value if you claim to have, you know, a bunch of standards about men, how they should be, and it's coming from a place of hurt or resentment or insecurity. With the right man, he will naturally do that when the man feels like you're the right fit for him. So don't come across with that entitlement attitude. Now, at the same time, when I'm saying that, you know, I'm not saying that as a high value feminine woman, you want to avoid, you definitely want to avoid the low value men. And by me saying those women that have fake standards, if you've got fake standards, you will definitely show up as low value. Okay, so you're just reeling off, you know, a bunch of standards that it's not really coming from the heart, you know, entitlement. Because when you have that vibe that you're emitting, you will actually repel the generous and the smart masculine men. And they're the ones who always get snapped up first, right? So if you want to show up as high value, give value first. Make that your primary focus. Because in that way as well, you also eliminate the time wasters. If you can come from that place, you will be intrinsically valuable, because you build your perceived value in the process. The person will see, the man will see your value in you. The right man will. And in doing that, then you're bringing out your authentic self. Now, I'm not saying that you should disregard your own needs, not at all, okay? But what I'm saying is that give, and then you can, and I want to emphasize as well this, you're given from an authentic space. But at the same time, always be mindful of whether you're allowing yourself to be used. So there is that fine balance. Another trait which is very attractive is being emotionally generous. Okay. And like I mentioned, don't be blind or deaf or dumb to when a man is using you. Okay. By being generous, you actually become more capable of finding out whether the other person is actually willing to give to you too. So that's why I say just keep an observant eye out. Be your natural self. Because you really won't find out much about a person. Now, I really want you to clock this. By holding back. Okay? And expecting them to do all the work. This is a dance. This is a courtship. This is a give and take. Okay? So, generous women, you can still be aware of whether others are able and willing to reciprocate and give value back to you as well. And, you know, one of the ways that you can actually do this is just being very playful. Yeah? Just being very, very playful with a man. You know, not taking things too seriously. And if you're like that with a man and he ignores it and all he's interested in is getting to your cookie, then you know that you've wasted your time with this person. Okay, that's not the right one. I remember when I used to work with my 100 men, being the only female, I loved it. One of the things that I loved was the banter that we exchanged. There was always this playful banter between, and I kept it light, you know, carefree, never heavy, never taking things too seriously. And I really believe that the men liked that. They appreciated that. They'd refer to me as one of the boys. And I think one of the reasons why they used that term was because I wasn't, you know, typically maybe what they have come across in terms of women that are just too far too serious. Okay, so be mindful of that. Another way in which you can be perceived as not high value is when you're not able to listen. Listen to a guy. Be his safe haven. Be the person that he can come and talk to, that your heart is open. Be that listen ear and make him feel understood. Make him feel understood. And part of allowing a man to feel understood is by being open, by reciprocating in a very vulnerable way. So I would actually say one of the traits to avoid is being invulnerable. You know, high value women are naturally vulnerable. And by that, what do I mean? It means that you don't have to have everything under control. You're not afraid to show your heart to the quote unquote right person. You know, so many of us were trying so hard to be worthy, or, you know, keep everything together and be in control, that as women you can lose your touch or your feeling with how you really feel. Yeah, you lose touch with your own vulnerability. You know, vulnerability is having the courage to share how you feel and knowing that it's okay. It's about being vulnerable and not wanting anything in return. You're not attached to that person having to share their vulnerability. It's just who you naturally are. And it takes courage to do that, because in this day and age, you know, growing up, we've been taught not to be vulnerable. You know, when I look at my little ones in the family, when I look at the little girls, they're so quick to express how they feel. So we're innately born with this until it was conditioned out of us. And, you know, if you expect things from the world, if you have an expectation from the world, if you're entitled, then you're not actually being vulnerable to life. You're not being vulnerable to life. If you're not vulnerable, then you can be perceived as being insensitive. I know sometimes that comes from a place of pain and hurt, where you've been hurt in the past or so many times in the past, and so you protect your heart by not being vulnerable. But then to the man, it can be perceived as that you're insensitive, when in fact you actually feel things quite deeply. And then this vibe passes on to your love life. And because he doesn't feel that you're being open with him, he can't feel your heart. He can't feel who you are. Then it's like, what is the point of being with you? What is the point? The dating courtship space is to get together, to feel one another. It's not about feeling each other in a physical. That can come much later. This is about connection. And you, in order to connect with someone's heart and vice versa, you need to kind of like pull apart that Superman, Superwoman t-shirt and expose your heart. So it takes courage. Okay? And if you're not like that, men will pick up on it. They'll be like, this one, she's afraid and she doesn't know how to express herself. And that's why I always encourage women that when you communicate, use feeling language. Use feeling language. This is how I feel today. Start to practice it. You know, I feel my stomach, I can feel flutters in it. Express it. Even if it sounds silly, get connected with how you feel and start to communicate that in your conversations. A man may say, how are you feeling today? How are you today? How are you? What's up? Respond. You know, I'm feeling amazing today, you know. Like, I just had my hair done and it's just like, you know, it feels so fresh. It smells fantastic. Express yourself. Express. Because without connection, there is no depth of value in a relationship. None whatsoever. So in the right situations, it's okay to be invulnerable. It's okay to be invulnerable to people who have, who have hurt you. Of course it's okay to be invulnerable to those individuals, you know, or to people that you don't know, or people that you've never spoken to, because you haven't built up that trust factor. But once you begin to form any kind of social or intimate relationship with anyone, vulnerability, and I want you to remember this, ladies, it is the cornerstone of how to be high value. You know, and vulnerability doesn't mean that you try to, you know, compete about how invulnerable other women are. Doesn't mean that you need to over-reveal information about yourself. It just means just allow yourself to feel and to be.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.